He said a third of CFOs are talking about plans to cut health care benefits. Is that just a start? Should they cut it all out? What happens if they do? Lots of questions. Peter Sitterman is associate editor at Reason Magazine. Judy Fader is senior fellow at the Center for American Progress. Judy, I'll start with you.
Sure.
Where are we headed here in terms of health care? Go ahead.
Well, I'm just responding to what I just heard. I think we do know that the increases that we're seeing, or the cost increases and the reactions from CFOs, is not about the law having been passed, except in part, and I'll come back to that. Yeah. It's really why the law was passed. The healthcare costs and people's ability to get coverage has been eroding over the years, and that's what the Affordable Care Act is aimed to fix. As the reporter observed, the possibility that insurers are hiking premiums is there, but it's not about the law imposing costs on employers. That's simply not the case.
Let me run this by you,
sure.
And then we'll get to Peter. But it's kind of a pet peeve of mine, and some people think it's political, but it's not. It's based on common sense. You got to pay a dollar and a quarter to an insurance company in order to get them to pay a dollar of your health care costs. The take out of each dollar and a quarter for the insurance company is 25 cents. And when I ask these people why they even exist, why we have this middleman, they say, well, you know, we're here to make things more efficient, to hold down costs. But in fact, they've done a lousy job of holding down costs. And I return to my question. I don't get the rationale for the existence, and I'm not advocating a public option or anything like that. I just don't get how this current system works.
Yeah, well, you're raising a good question, and one of the reasons we enacted reform is to keep those overheads in check, especially for people who don't get coverage through their jobs. They're out of control.
But the reform directs people to private insurance companies, which, by the way, not that a government-run program is any good at holding down costs either.
Well, you're a little stuck there, because the reason you need an insurance company is got to bring some folks together. But the reason that you need rules for insurers is so that they aren't profiting and earning those high amounts by only insuring us when we're healthy. We need them to take us under every circumstance, and that's what the law does, in addition to providing mechanisms to keep those costs under control. You're right, the insurance industry has failed us on both counts, and we need the law to provide the protections and make care both available to us no matter what our health circumstances, and affordable to us as well. And that's the path the law puts us on.
Peter, why do you see these costs continuing to rise unabated post the legislation?
Well, if you look at what happened in Massachusetts, which in 2006 passed a law that is very similar to the new health care law that we passed federally here. In fact, the federal law was based on the Massachusetts law. If you look at what happened in Massachusetts, you have seen continual double-digit rises in health insurance premiums. That law was supposed to reduce costs of health insurance. That law was supposed to bring health spending down. It hasn't. And I think the same thing is going to happen here with the federal law.
Okay, so what would you advocate instead, Peter? Because what we're seeing is a greater push of the burden onto the individuals and employers getting out of the business of health care to one extreme or another, then why not have a single payer? Aren't we back to that discussion?
Well, I don't think single payer is really an option politically in America right now. There's just no appetite for it. Democrats couldn't even get a government-run
option
put into the plan. That proved to be impossible for them politically, despite the fact that it was, in fact, very popular. And so there are various reasons why politically that's really not an option. And so what I would like to see is more healthcare choice. People being allowed to buy insurance across state lines. I'd like to see a reduction in the number of mandates put on insurance companies. Mandates for insurance companies in the states cost anywhere from 20 to 30% to premiums as it is. And it's regulations like these, I think, that cause a lot of the continual price increase in health insurance.
Not to get too arcane, but where did this, you can't do it across state lines, come from in the first place? It makes no sense.
Traditionally, what we've had is a system of health insurance that has been regulated by the states, and it's always been done at the state level. And because of states have not allowed people to purchase health insurance across the state.
Judy, go ahead.
Yeah, let's be clear here. Massachusetts enacted a law that made premiums go down for individuals and for people in small businesses who couldn't get insurance before. And Massachusetts, as a single state, didn't take on controlling costs. And as you said earlier, the insurers are not controlling costs. What the Affordable Care Act does is putting in new rules so that insurers can't make money by discriminating against us when we're sick and promoting greater efficiency. What's driving health care costs is that we have a system that is willy-nilly spending money without regard to whether the care we're getting is useful or working or what we need, that duplicates tests, that's inefficient. Every consumer, every patient knows how much waste there is in the system, and that's documented. What we need, the law gives us, everybody gets coverage and puts us on a path to slowing the cost growth. The cost growth you're seeing is not the result of the law, it's what led to the law in the first place.
I do not have the exact numbers in front of me, but you cite Massachusetts, and I'm not sure you want to do that because the Massachusetts plan may have lowered some premiums for people, but the cost to the state and to the taxpayers has been much greater than was originally anticipated.
Those costs went, and the reason we're spending money under the Affordable Care Act is that people who don't get insurance often can't afford it, and so they're getting some help. They're getting expanded Medicaid, and they're getting some tax credits. That's what the money's for.
Understood, but I believe that the cost has been much greater than anyone thought.
And unfortunately, it's because more people participated.
I'm sorry. In fairness, I believe I've given you time to make your point, and we absolutely are out of time. Judy and Peter, thank you very much. Appreciate it.